Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What is going on, guys? And welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Nuts. We got myself, Caleb, and Marshall today. Bryson's not feeling so hot, so he'd be coughing the whole episode. So he's
definitely up for rippers.
Just use the excuse. Just wanted to go to the Brandon Rips. Yep. So we got a fun little episode. We don't know write that down today. We'll come back to write that down next week. We got Ballpark Nuts all team AL East lined up. So we're gonna be picking our best positions from each team in the AL East, kind of making the dream team from the AL East.
A lot of talent in the AL East, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent.
For sure. Well, we got all teams in the AL East are at least 500 or better.
Yep.
And the Yankees and the Jays are in second last. Well, we're tied
third
for
and fourth.
Last
no, third and fourth.
Third and fourth.
Well, Blue Jays should be passing the Yankees tonight.
Should be passing tonight, but the Yankees are coming back.
Baltimore is two games ahead of the Yankees and the Jays.
Yeah, they're 14-7, eh? That's crazy.
13-9. Oh, wait, yeah, 15-7, sorry. 15-7.
Oh, 15-7. Good for them. It's wild. Yeah.
Crazy. And Tampa Bay has lost three games.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Two of them to the Blue Jays.
Two to the Blue Jays. Wild. Wild
Yanks
times.
Haven't come across them yet.
All right, well, we're going to be starting at catcher and working our way around the diamond and then doing a bullpen with a setup guy and a closer, and then starting five rotation, I assume, hey?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Catchers. Let's take a look at them.
I feel like this comes down to two guys, but it's not really close in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to Alejandro and Adley, and I think Adley was a lot better.
I was thinking Adley. So we're looking at Kirk, Adley, Trevino for the Yankees. Definitely doesn't match up to those two.
No, not even.
And
I have no idea. I think Bethancourt's the catcher for the.
Bethancourt's good, but he's not Adley Rutschman or Kirk.
Yeah.
I also have Adley.
Yeah, okay. I would put Adley as well.
Yeah, you got to respect it.
I'm reading my fan graphs right now. I read the notes on this guy. I don't know. It says graduation TLDR. The sentence says a bowling ball of a human who can really rake.
Nice. that's some Danny Burgers type stuff right there.
All right, so we're pretty much in
at first base.
I'm good with that.
I think Kirk could come back as possibly a DH, but we'll see when we get there.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty, so first base, it's between, was it Vladdy, Rizzo, Mountcastle?
Yeah.
I don't know who the Boston's is. And then, isn't that Paredes the first baseman or Harold Ramirez or something?
No. It'll be Harold Ramirez. He's first base DH for them.
So. I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's Vladdy, even though Rizzo's had a good start. But 100%. I think it's clearly Vladdy.
Rizzo's getting older too, so Vlad's got that future.
If we're looking for 3 weeks in, you might lean more towards Rizzo, but
actually, I think Vladdy's had a better 3 weeks span. Vladdy's right now 5 home runs, 13 ribbies, batting 341.
Yeah, 341. Yeah, Rizzo's doing close, but it's still a bit worse.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I have Vlad.
Shally, who do you got at second base for your all-team AL East?
I got Mr. Gleybot Torres. His stats last year, solid year last year, and just his overall couple past years.
Yeah.
I like it a little bit more than Lau of the Rays, even though he's doing really, really well. I just think long-term, I like Torres better.
He's
really good, but it's a healthy thing for me. It's a health thing for me.
So. Yeah. And it's we got Lau is just a touch average is just a touch under what Gleyber is. I think maybe
Lau has the power.
Actually, right now they're both batting 254. Actually,
Glaber's on a cold streak right now, but he's usually Glaber's.
Well, Lau has to have five home runs by now, eh?
Lau's got.
Glaber doesn't have maybe I'm one or two.
Lau's got six home runs.
Yeah, Lau's smashing.
Glaber's got two.
Yeah, Glaber's on a cold streak right now.
Might he started even, real hot. If right as of right now, honestly, it might even be leaning more towards Lau. It would have maybe even said a week ago because Glaber has been hot, but I don't know.
No, he's been cold. Glaber's been cold. That's why his stats are so low.
Okay, what's Glaber's average right now?
254, like, both of them.
Both of them are 254.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's his on base percentage?
It is 386, and Lau is 365.
365.
See, the only thing I have with Torres is he's on. I think I remember he's like three for his last 30 or something. So he's really on a cold streak right now. K but he's rate, better than he is right now.
K rate for Lau is 13.6. Or I mean, K rate for Glaber is 13.6 and Lau is 28.4. That's really the only difference. Because their walk rate is almost identical. On base is almost identical. Average is identical. And then but Lau has home runs then.
I think probably more RBIs also too, eh?
RBI Lau has 15, Glaber has like 10, six. So yeah, he beats him in seven.
What are we thinking at second?
No, it's pretty tight. If you're looking RBIs and like if you're looking at anything, I guess honestly, if you're looking at anything other than K rate, you would have to go Lau. Like he's got more than double RBIs, he's got triple the home runs, he's got the same average, slightly less on base, but like
Are we going off this season, or are we just going off a player we think overall?
I think both.
Yeah, okay. Who do we want at each? Brandon Lau also has a 0.5 higher WAR than.
Yeah. Oh, Glaber's having a cool start, but I'm just thinking like last year he was really good. Like he's a 280 hitter, but yeah,
no, I really like Lau. Whatever.
Who did you have, Chase?
Lau's been so consistent. When he's not hurt and
if he's healthy, he's hitting 40 home runs.
Yeah. That's so I might lean more towards Lau because
let's do it then. Sure.
All right, lock it in, Lau.
Lau, so that's 2-3-2 or 2-1. So I guess we'll have Lau.
Okay, so moving into shortstop then. We got the always fun deepest position in the league, and it is the same story here in the AL East between two guys. Who we got?
Bowen Wander.
Bowen Wander. Yep.
And it's a tough battle. Like it's kind of neck and neck. Other than average, we got Wander at 289 and Bo at 330. And if Wander doesn't go on this cold streak that he's on right now, they're tied.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm split. But like it's the fact that Bo's been like one of the top hitters since he came up. So that's a big factor. If you're factoring in defense, you got to give Wander the edge. He really never makes an error.
Fair.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Like they're tied for home runs. They're almost identical in RBIs. K rates. Yeah. 16 for Wander, 14 for Bo. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty identical other than average. Their on base is 366 for Wander, 364 for Bo. Like it is so similar.
I'm looking at like the career of both guys. I have a little comparison.
Yeah.
For this, Wander's had 174 career games.
Yep.
Bo's played 400, obviously. He's played a lot. Slash lines is in their career. Wander's batting 283 in his career. Yeah. Bo's batting 299.
Yeah.
They have identical on base percentage at 341. And Bobichet has a 40-point higher slugging percentage than Wander.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hits more home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a home run hitter guy.
If both guys stayed healthy and you asked us in 2 years this exact same question, we'd have the exact same tough struggle.
Yeah, picking. Like they're just so similar in age too. Like Bo's, I don't know, Bo like 25, 26?
Yeah, he's...
24?
No, he's probably not even 24 yet.
He's probably younger. Like he's a year older than Vlad, isn't he?
What's Vlad, 23?
I have no idea, honestly.
Honestly.
It's probably let me see. I bet Fangraphs will tell me if I click on Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette is 25. He just turned 25. Just
turned 25, okay. So you're older than Vlad.
And March 5th.
Yeah. Chase, did you have anyone written down for your shortstop, or did you just
I would have gotten Bo or Wander. I mean, personally, yeah. I think I would want to choose Wander just because I love Wander.
That's fair. So. I had Franco written down, so I'm not gonna switch it. But yeah, like I'm good with whatever.
Yeah, same. Because I could see either way going. So
yeah, I can
hold up again in my.
It's tough to get, tough to say no to the old Bo flow, but
yeah,
might be 2-1 float votes.
Just saying that Bo and Wander have very similar fielding stats according to baseball.
Yeah,
really? Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
They're both at minus. Oh wait, where am I here?
You don't want to see that whole minus. Yeah, no, I don't think it's bad to say one guy over the other. I think it's like I'm not downplaying.
But I guess it is 2-1, so I guess we'll give it to Wander.
Wander.
Okay, so third base then.
Third base, in my opinion, is probably the weakest position.
It's not a great position.
I think I just by default I have Matt Chapman.
You can't pick anyone from the Yankees. You couldn't even pick who's playing third base for the Yankees, honestly. But Carrazza. if you look at Justin Turner though, he is absolutely sleeping through this. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I think I would pick Matt Chapman over Turner, but Turner is.
Oh wait, boys, where's Devers playing? We're forgetting about Devers.
No, Devers.
Devers is. Oh.
Or he'd be DH.
Turner's DHing.
Oh, yep, that makes sense.
I think they switch. I got Devers anyways. Devers.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about Devers.
We don't sleep on Devers here.
I think it's pretty much Devers. That's pretty clear.
Yeah, like
Matt Chapman, he's having a phenomenal, like best in the league right now. But I don't think he's gonna keep it up. Obviously.
Yeah, but I think you got.
I still think Devers solos.
Oh, Devers by far.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just that guy. He's a first round pick.
And plus, we need a Red Sox on the team.
Yeah, that's true. There you go. Slop a Red Sox in there.
I don't got any other Red Sox. So.
Yeah.
So how do we want to pickings on that team?
We can all just list an outfielder each time, and if someone has a saying, then we can just voice it.
Okay, so I have my outfield. I got Judge.
Yep.
Same.
I have Springer.
Yep. Okay.
Then I have Mullins.
Okay.
Good pick. I think.
Chase, what do you got?
I would go Judge as well. Yeah. Mullins is a good pick. Yeah. I kind of really like Verdugo, if I'm gonna be honest.
How about a Rosarena?
Yeah.
He just I don't know.
I got a Rosarena, I'm not gonna lie.
I can't ever get behind him for some reason. But that's fair.
I know Springer's had a rough start to the season, I still think he's up there.
Well, Springer's like having a Glaber kind of moment. They had such hot starts and then they just kinda been offering it lately. But yeah. I have Judge, Rosarena, and Mullins.
Personally. Honestly, I think I would have to go Judge, Mullins, and Verdugo.
Well, if I'm going to get Mullins up here, I might
put Judge and Mullins up there.
No, I might change Mullins. Mullins
looking pretty similar right now.
I have Mullins, Caleb.
You have Mullins?
Yeah, I have Mullins. I had to put Mullins in there.
I'm just seeing if I want to change to Rosarena.
Ooh, Rosarena.
See, Mullins is actually not having a great season, and he didn't even have a great one last year.
No, he isn't. That's true.
Like he's batting .243 this year, and he's batted .258 last year.
He's just a defensive stud, and he's so fast.
Grandy's batting a .341 this season.
I'm gonna change to Randy and Judge.
Randy's having a good year, boys.
Really good year.
Yeah.
I feel like Mullins is kind of overrated in a way.
He's had a couple rough seasons, but like before, he was such a stud, bro. He was so good.
He's really only had one good year.
That was 2021. On Baltimore.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah, he stands out because it's a Baltimore lineup. Like I think he bats always top of the order, but
yeah.
I don't watch any Oriole games, so I don't know. Unless it's any old Yankees.
I'm still happy with Verdugo in my lineup.
Verdugo, yeah. Like we don't.
So Mark, are you gonna make any changes, or are you gonna?
No.
Verdugo's been a sleeper for a couple years. Like people sleep on him.
Yeah, I don't like Verdugo personally, but I should respect his stats.
I think I'd go Judge, Verdugo, and it would literally, I'd flip between. I may as well pick Randy. Why not? I'll pick Randy over Cedric.
Okay, so now we got to decide Springer or Mullins. Or
Cedric. Yeah, that's tough.
I personally think Springer because I think he's made more of an impact on the Jays than Mullins has on the Orioles.
It's I'm pretty impartial, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't care. I have Mullins, but it's hard to say. Jays, you might have to be the deciding factor, brother.
I'll get Springer's stats.
Yeah, tell me his stats.
Oh, he'll have better stats, like career-wise.
Not this year, but I'll get last year.
This year, Mullins solos.
So Springer far. Last year batted 260. He's a consistent 260 to 270 hitter.
Gotcha.
He's hit 25 bombs, this year, 25 last year.
I just like Mullins so much for the defense, bro. He's so fast out there. He's just
Springer has good defense too.
That's true. Yeah,
he's one of the better.
I'll go Springer.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we have Judge Randy, and Springer.
Sure.
Now bullpen. I'm going Felix Bautista as the closer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who I want to set up, man. I would say Romano, but he has not impressed me.
He's a closer, isn't he?
Well, I don't really care if it's a closer or whatever. Like, just two relievers.
Oh.
But I'm going to go with Kenley Jansen and Felix Bautista.
I have Felix Bautista.
If you're basing it solely off this season, you got to go Kenley Jansen and Bautista. I think overall you have to pick Bautista here. But, Kenley's got a zero ERA right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He has zero ERA, and he's seven games only. But
he's got
Rodman, Mariach.
Got what, four saves and a win or something like that?
Oh, well.
Yeah,
Felix is having a good – I feel like we're forgetting someone, but maybe Adam
Sandler. Here, I'll go get some teams up here. Rays, Fairbanks is probably one of those guys that we could consider.
That's true.
But I'm pretty keen on Bautista and Kenley.
I'm fine with that too. I would pick both of those guys.
Fairbanks is really good, but
Kenley's got that career too, eh? Kenley's got that career.
Yeah, he's got that.
He kind of fell off a bit, but then he brought it back. Yeah, he kind of signed like a prove yourself deal with Boston.
Yeah.
He'll probably be really good in where did he play before?
He was Atlanta a lot. Was he Atlanta?
Yeah, but like his long.
He's been Dodgers.
Dodgers was the majority of his.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, Dodgers.
What's Fairbanks here? Where is he? James. He's their closer, but thing was they always kick the crap out of people, so he hasn't gotten many opportunities.
Not many opportunities.
So Fairbanks this year, hold up, it's just loading. Seven games, three saves.
That's pretty good.
Also has a zero ERA. But the difference between them is Fairbanks has a 6K per nine, while Kenley Jansen has a 14.
Oh, yeah. That sleeps.
So,
Kenley sleeps.
I think it's Kenley. So
Yeah, let's go with Kenley.
We'll move on. So now, we're doing five pitchers. So we're going to go, I say we just do our one. Who's our two?
Are we doing one, two, three, four?
One, two, three, four, five, and then we'll go So let's say we'll start with who's your ace in the rotation? Then we all say our ace.
Yeah.
So I'll go first. You say Kikuchi.
Good pick.
But I'm going the ace of the rotation. I'm going. Hates me to say it. I'm going Gerrit Cole.
Nice. I have him as well.
I got Cole.
That's pretty clear. So, who do you guys have at your number two?
I don't think I would put him here, but I'd love to put Glasnow in here somewhere. But two Tommy John surgeries, man. Like,
that's
hardly played the last four seasons.
Yeah, that's tough. It's hard to put him in there, especially with the five guys I'm looking at over him.
Yeah.
Or four other guys.
So,
I think I'd have to put Manoah.
Yeah.
I Actually, I have Manoah down farther in my rotation.
Okay.
I do as well.
I have my number two is – my number two and three is Gausman and McClanahan.
Mine as well.
I forgot about
mine as well.
I have Gausman two and McClanahan three.
That's what I have too.
You also have Gausman two?
Yeah, Gausman two, McClanahan three.
I don't know. I mean, I'd be outnumbered, so it'll stay as what you guys said, but I think I'd flip those two.
Yeah, I mean,
it was close, but
Gausman's been lights out, but so is McClanahan. Like, McClanahan's a year last year.
Gausman just has the couple more seasons under his belt kind of thing.
Yeah, he's a bit more of a veteran.
He was nasty against the Yanks.
But to put McClanahan at two is not a stretch at all.
Yeah.
That'd be, I wouldn't
even. McClanahan's just as good.
You wouldn't be surprised by it.
He's one of those guys that will be one, two, or three in the next 5 years.
Him and Strider out of that rookie class that year.
No kidding.
1 or 22. Yeah. Both of those guys just.
I got lucky having that guy on my
family. No, McClanahan's 21. Strider's last year.
Is McClanahan that young? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Strider rookie last year. McClanahan 2021 rookie. Same rookie year as like Baum and Mounty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so my number four, I have Manoah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, Manoah.
And yeah. I don't know who's my number five.
I got Nasty Nestor Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
My fiver. And Manoah four.
Oh, dog.
Gritty.
That wasn't me. That was Chase.
That was Knox. Yeah. We'll cut that out.
Starting. No, yeah, we got to keep Knox. No,
it's live, man.
Don't worry about Knox, Kev.
And then I'm thinking for the fifth, I'm three guys. I have Nestor, Rasmussen, and Bassett.
Yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't put Bassett over Cortez, even if I went the last 2 years.
Had a very bad game, but his ERA is slowly creeping down.
Yeah. I go Nestor.
I'll take Nestor too there.
You can't be sleeping on Nasty Nestor.
It's my favorite. He's my favorite Yankee pitcher.
Oh, well, we got to have Kikuchi five. Kikuchi, and then DH.
Oh, right. We forgot DH.
Boy.
I guess we could have done
Brandon Belt.
We could have done Springer as a DH because he DHs a lot.
We could do
Or then put Mullins back in the field.
Yeah, honestly, would you that might be the best option. Like, who else do we have for DHs?
Well, Kirk, but
Kirk, we got.
He got beat up by Adley already, so we gotta push him under the rug. He plays mostly catcher, so
yeah.
Who does the Yankees have? I don't think they have any. We could do Rizzo at DH.
It could be anybody.
Rizzo's a one bag all the time. It would be Stanton.
It could be Rizzo. It could be Stanton. It could be DJ. It could be, like, it's the revolving door.
The most realistic is Stanton.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
With a I think the blue. Well, if we're going by, like, mainly DH, Blue Jays, the main DH is usually Kirk.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually Belt, but Kirk DH is, like, every other day.
I don't think the Yankees have a like standard enough DH to pick anyone from the Yankees to be the DH.
Right.
Like it's just too much variability.
Has Springer been DHing killed?
Yeah.
Slide him in at DH.
Another thing is Anthony Santander is DH a lot for the.
He's good too. He's good. Yeah, that's tough.
It's hard. You know, I'm shocked you never brought up for third base was Gunnar Henderson.
I know. Yeah, I was honestly thinking about him when we were talking about him, but I wasn't. He just hasn't, like.
To me, it's not a question with Devers.
Hasn't done a whole lot this year, and this is his only. This is his only sample sizes this year.
Should we put Santander there just to put another Oriole in there, and then keep Springer in
there? We already have a couple. I still think. I don't know.
I guess. Do we want to pick
Springer? I see the Kirk argument, but he's known for his catching.
Do we want to put Springer at DH?
We could put Mullins in the field and then
Springer.
Well, we have to ask ourselves who's better, Springer or Santander.
I think Springer.
I would go Springer
as a DH position.
Yeah,
I don't know. Hey, you might. I'm cool with that. But
so Springer, I'm DH, I'd go. Mullins.
Santander's been so good, bro.
Justin Turner also, he's a DH.
Yeah, but he's old. The guy's old. I don't know. I think there's a bunch of guys you could put there. If Stanton was still healthy, Buddy was batting 300s. I'd put him there. Awesome. But he's hurt. Since 2019, he's been hurt 40% of the regular season games. That's crazy. No.
So we're going Springer DH and then Mullins in the field?
Yeah. I'm cool with it.
Alrighty, so let's go around the diamond. So catcher, we got Adley.
Yeah.
First base, we got Vladdy.
Yep.
Second base, we agreed on Lau, right?
Unfortunately,
unfortunately, we agreed on Wander at short.
Fair enough.
Third base, we had Devers.
Mr. Raphael.
And our fielders, we agreed on was Mullins, Judge, and
Randy Rosarena.
And then our rotation was Cole as our number one, Gausman as our number two, McClanahan as our number three, Manoah as our number four, and Nestor as our number five.
Yeah.
Boys, we never what about Rodon?
See, I thought about injured. I thought about him, but I wasn't sure if I could consider him a Yankee yet because he hasn't.
Well, he's on the team. I think he's better than Nestor.
I would agree. I just didn't mention it because he hasn't played any games as a Yankee yet. But throw him in, I wouldn't argue.
Yeah, but to be fair, has he had any good years before last year?
I think he's been all right. I know he had a great year with the White Sox.
Because if you're going to argue it, Cortez had a better year last year than Rodon did.
Are you sure? I think Rodon had a great year last year, didn't he? Or was that the year before?
Someone pull up the stats.
My internet's being so bad here. I got it. Here we go. Rodon here. Guess we'll have to finish with Baseball Reference today. So, Rodon.
What's Rodon, a career?
He is a career 360 ERA. So, last year he had a 288 ERA. Then the year before that he had a 237. So, he's had two back-to-back great years.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Cortez sitting?
Well, Cortez only had 1 year.
I was going to say, just last year, really.
That's fair. What was it, though?
That was good.
I think it was low threes or something like that.
He's a career 356.
Still pretty good, actually.
Last year he had a 244 ERA, and the year before it was a 290.
Oh, well, that was pretty good, actually. I didn't know he had such a good year the year before.
Only 14 starts.
Where?
14 starts in 2021.
22 games. He must have did some relief.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's up to you guys. Baltimore had him for a year.
I'd do Cortez considering the health.
I don't know. I like Nestor just because he seems like
just leave Nestor there.
Yeah.
And our bullpen was Felix Bautista as our closer, and then Kenley Jansen as a setup man.
Even though they're
and
both
we have Spring Daddy as our DH.
Nice.
Put that in after the outfielders. That doesn't matter.
Good lineup.
That's a pretty good quality lineup.
All right, I think that's it. Chase, you want to close her out? Right. Yeah. Even though I think Bo should be our shortstop.
As I feel, as Glaber. But you know what?
Tough.
Democracy, boys. Democracy, you know?
Okay. Well, hope you guys liked our episode. Let us know how you think of our list. What would you change in our lists? And, we'll see you in the next one.
Go.
Later.